Fair warning, friends. I'm coming in hot today, and this episode might get a little bit spicy. In fact, I seriously considered calling this episode Why Oprah is Full of You Know What, but I thought that might not make it past the censors. I told you it was going to be spicy because I don't know about you, but I recently watched Oprah's big weight loss special, and I'm saying that in quotation marks. And I have a lot of thoughts. But in case you missed it, let me fill you in. The special was called Shame, Blame, and the Weight Loss Revolution. And for lack of a better word, it was literally just an hour-long infomercial for Ozempic and all the other weight loss drugs. And Oprah's big revolution was that Ozempic is awesome and that everyone, including kids apparently, should take it without hesitation, never mind the fact that it's ridiculously expensive, comes with all sorts of scary side effects, and you have to keep taking it for life or you're going to gain all your weight back. Suffice to say, I was not a fan. Honestly, the whole thing made me sick. Just knowing how many women love and adore Oprah and actually trust her to give them what they think is good advice. Because this was not good advice, and today I want to talk about exactly why. Welcome to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast brought to you by Thinlicious. I'm your host, Ruth Sukup, and here we'll talk about everything from the science of weight loss to practical tips for making your health a priority in the midst of a busy life. It's a little bit nerdy, a little bit funny, and a little bit revolutionary. So buckle up, friend, because it's about to get real. Hey there, and welcome back to the Feel Better, Live Free podcast. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Ruth Sukup, and I am the founder of Thinlicious and the creator of the Thin Adapted System, as well as the New York Times bestselling author of 7 books. And I am also a 46-year-old woman who understands exactly what it's like to struggle with losing weight and getting healthy. In fact, that's probably the part of Oprah's special that I could relate to so much, and probably that so many other women can relate to as well, because so many of us have struggled for so long. And while my own struggle wasn't 30 years like Oprah's struggle, and my battle with weight wasn't exactly a national sport like hers was, as she said, it did consume a big part of my life for close to 12 years. So I do understand the pain and the shame and the blame. And I understand the frustration of trying one diet after another, always hopeful, right? Always thinking that this is the thing that's going to be the one. This is the thing that's going to work. And sometimes it would work, right? Sometimes I'd lose a couple pounds, maybe even 10 or 15, but then I would gain it right back over and over and over and over and over again. Oh, so many times. And if you are listening to this podcast because you too are struggling with this, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. How not feeling good about yourself and your body and the way that you look and just even the way that you feel, it starts to impact everything else in your life. And you don't feel good in your clothes and you're self-conscious and you're self-critical and you don't even want to go shopping because it's just a depressing exercise, right? You start avoiding pictures or even wanting to look in the mirror. And then you start saying no. You start hiding. It basically starts to erode your confidence in your life. And then on top of that, you don't even feel good, right? You're tired all the time. You're bloated and gassy and you've got heartburn and indigestion or chronic pain or headaches or inflammation, right? The list goes on and on and on. It's this vicious cycle. And then it gets so hard to get motivated to do something about it because you're exhausted all the time, but there's no way to stop feeling exhausted unless you actually change something. And believe me, I get it because that was my life for many, many, many years. This secret battle that I was too ashamed to talk about. And like Oprah, I blamed myself for it, right? I thought it was my fault, and maybe you do too. I thought the problem that I was weak, right? That I didn't have enough willpower to lose the weight, that if I could just manage to cut my calories and stick to a diet for long enough, I'd finally lose the weight and be happy. But then I would always fail. I'd get so hungry that I couldn't focus, and then I'd fall off the wagon yet again and go right back into that shame spiral. And so when I say I think Oprah is full of shit, it's not because I think that she's lying about her own experience. I believe her when she talks about the struggle. I can relate to her when she talks about how long and how hard she struggled, because I've felt it too. But to me, that's also what makes her message in this special that she did so dangerous. And that's what I want to unpack a little bit more today, exactly where I think Oprah went wrong in her weight loss special, and what I believe is the real weight loss revolution that no one, especially not Oprah, is willing to talk about because, frankly, it's just not as profitable. Because the reality is that this special was a lot of things, but it was not journalism, right? It was not fair and balanced. And the clearly stated goal was to convince women everywhere of the same carefully curated message that pharmaceutical companies, the makers of these drugs, have put together, right? And that's what basically breaks down to this. Number one, your struggle with weight loss is not your fault because obesity is a disease, right? It's not your fault. You're not the one to blame. They have 3 points to their message. And that's number one, that your struggle is not your fault because obesity is a disease. Number two is that if you have a disease, you take medication to treat the disease. That's not a moral failure. That's just what you do, right? So that's the second thing that they're trying to hammer home. And the third thing is, if you have a disease that requires medication, it's normal to take that medication for life, right? There's lots of medications that you get on and you have to keep taking forever. And I have to admit, it's a pretty effective message that they're starting to put out there, because on the surface, it seems logical and it seems compassionate. But it's actually not, right? It's actually completely manipulative. Oprah's special was a snow job, a classic look over here, not over there maneuver, right? It's manipulating all of us to think that this is okay and that this is normal. And so let's talk about why. So the first big issue that I had with this special was just the blatant emotional manipulation that started first with Oprah talking about her own very emotional and highly relatable struggle with weight loss. And then that continued throughout the show through the sharing of other people's stories. And I totally get why they went that way, right? I'm a writer. I'm a podcaster. I'm a business owner. I understand the power of stories. I tell them all the time because personal stories are compelling. They're emotional. They're what we relate to as humans. Facts and figures don't sell products. Stories tell products. And the stories that Oprah chose to highlight in this special were very much designed to manipulate us, the viewers, into accepting the narrative, right? That obesity is a disease and it's not your fault that you've struggled, that weight loss drugs are the only answer to a disease, that taking this medication for the rest of your life is clearly the only answer. That was the narrative. That was what they wanted to be pushing, and that's exactly what those stories did. And the thing is, every single story that she highlighted and that she told and shared in that special was compelling. It was emotional. I found myself getting choked up multiple times because I could relate so much to those experiences that were being shared. Most of us probably could. But that's also what makes it so manipulative, because when we're being driven by emotion, we start to lose our ability to make critical judgments. How could we not be rooting for these women or for the poor 15-year-old girl whose whole life has been transformed, right? We're not monsters. But that's a problem. The stories were totally one-sided. No one was invited to share a story that didn't fit the narrative. In fact, multiple times during the course of the special, Oprah said things like, "And hey, if diet and exercise works for you, then that's great for you, but it's because you clearly don't have the same disease that we all have." And what she was doing there was subtly setting up what's known as a straw man argument, right? It's like this us versus them dichotomy, all to fit the agenda. And it was powerful. But again, that's what makes it so dangerous, because when you're getting swept up into the emotion and the personal interest story, you don't actually realize that you're being manipulated. So that was my first big issue, the emotional manipulation, but definitely not my only issue. The next big issue I had with Oprah's infomercial, and we might as well call it that because that's what it really was, is the fact that the only doctors she had appear on the show were representatives of the pharmaceutical companies. Are you kidding me? They actually had to show a disclaimer on the screen which said that both doctors are employed by Big Pharma. And if that is not a huge red flag, then I don't know what is. You just can't have an honest discourse about weight loss when you're only talking to two doctors who are being paid to push a specific agenda. Frankly, you can't trust anything they have to say because they've already been bought and paid for, just like Oprah. But honestly, that's probably the biggest problem with the medical industry today, right? It's all funded by Big Pharma, because the two doctors that appeared on the show definitely are not the only ones who are reaping all the benefits from this so-called weight loss revolution. And if you listen to that episode that I released a few weeks ago about big food and big pharma and how they are basically conspiring against us to keep us sick and fat and how they have been for a very long time, then you've already heard me talk about this, right? Because the entire medical industry is funded by big pharma, right? 70% of medical schools are directly funded by pharmaceutical companies. They are literally writing the textbooks that doctors are learning from. And if you've watched any of those movies that came out recently about the opioid crisis, I think Painkillers was one, Painkiller, and Pain Hustlers was another one. You've seen sort of a glimpse of what I'm talking about, right? The doctors, in that case, they were talking about opioids, and now I'm talking about weight loss drugs. But don't make the mistake of thinking that just because it happened with opioids, it's not happening with all pharmaceuticals, right? Doctors get paid big money to push certain drugs, the drugs that are the most profitable for the pharmaceutical company. And at least on Oprah's show, they showed a disclaimer, right? When you go to your own doctor, there's no disclaimer. They don't post a sign that says we're being bought by the pharmaceutical companies, but that doesn't mean that it's not happening, right? And I'm not saying that every single doctor out there is bought and paid for by Big Pharma, but a lot are. And they're getting kickbacks, and they're getting speaking fees, and they're getting vacations, and all of these benefits for the more that they prescribe. And it is a huge problem in our medical system today. And it also means that we really, really can't trust what the doctors are telling us because they have an agenda. So that's issue number two. The third big issue I had with Oprah's infomercial was how they basically just glossed over the downside of this medication, right? The severe side effects, and also the fact that you have to continue taking this medication for life or you'll basically just gain all the weight back. They talked about it, right? They said it in the show many times. Oh yeah, you got to take it for life, but that's no big deal, right? Of course you would take a medication for life. Why wouldn't you take it for life if this is what's working for your disease? Even when one gal spoke about the fact that she had to stop taking Ozempic because she was so sick that she started throwing up blood, they panned away from that girl as fast as they could, right? They were like, oop, don't want to talk to her. And the doctors then, they went to the doctors who are paid for by the pharmaceutical companies. And then, of course, they were like, oh, yeah, that's no big deal. That's not actually a thing, right? They just poo-pooed her and acted like it was completely irrelevant. And that's not just dangerous. That's totally irresponsible, because the reality is that these drugs have many side effects that are already known. Things like severe digestive issues and cramping and severe nausea and the risk of permanent stomach paralysis, right? Even after you stop taking it, you run the risk of permanently paralyzing your stomach. I just read an article the other day that now they're saying because of the paralysis that's happening in your digestive system, you're at a higher risk of choking to death because your body is not actually able to process the food, right? Those are big side effects. And then the depression is a huge one too, the suicidal ideation. And that happens because this drug completely messes with your digestive system and your gut, and all of the serotonin in your body is produced in your gut. And so it's having a huge impact. And it's been shown that these drugs not only take away your desire to eat, right, which is what they're designed to do, but it actually takes away all of your desire, right? Your desire for really any sort of pleasure, for sex or for connecting with friends or shopping. It just sort of takes, it like dulls everything and takes away your drive and your motivation and the stuff that makes you human. And that's just in the short term, right? There's not even any telling what the long-term effects of these drugs could be because they haven't been studied long enough. But they're okay with telling teenagers that they need to be taking a drug that has not been studied for long term for the rest of their life. And again, I've talked about this before, but my real issue with the pharmaceutical company is that they actually have no interest in healing people. They're happy to talk about the fact that obesity is a disease, but their solution is to get you on drugs that you have to stay on for the rest of your life. And that's always their solution, right? That's their solution for every drug. They want you to get on drugs that you have to stay on for the rest of your life because their goal is profit, not healing. Drugs are expensive to develop, right? They're not expensive to manufacture, but they're expensive to develop. So the longer somebody stays on a drug, the more money the drug company is going to make. And if they healed you, they would make less money. The only way for them to ensure long-term profitability is to make sure that you stay totally dependent on their drug for relief. And so that's really my third issue with this whole thing. The fact that everyone is just willing to gloss over the insanely dangerous side effects and the fact that you have to stay on these drugs for life if you want to keep seeing the results. And then my fourth big issue with this whole thing was, I think, a piece that was maybe a little bit more subtle, but it was definitely there if you were paying attention. And I think it's a huge red flag, right? And this is the clear push, basically this campaign that is happening right now behind the scenes to have these drugs be covered by insurance for as many people as possible. Because the one downside that they were willing to talk about in this special is the fact that these drugs are expensive. And man, it's such a travesty that so many people who could benefit from them can't actually afford to take them because they'd have to pay out of pocket. But that actually comes right back to the narrative, right? Because if obesity is a disease, then medication is required. And if medication is required to treat this disease, then the insurance companies should be paying for everyone to have it. And think about it. What more could the pharmaceutical companies possibly want? If the only thing that's holding back millions and millions and millions and millions of people from taking their drugs is the fact that some people can't afford it because it's not covered by insurance, getting insurance companies to start paying for it is definitely their number one goal, right? That is their number one goal right now because that will be an instant windfall for them. And frankly, I feel like when that happens, we'll all be lost. And so that really is my fourth big issue with this bullshit infomercial. And don't get me wrong here, because I actually agree with the premise that your weight struggles are not your fault, right? I agree with that premise, but I don't believe that pharmaceuticals are the answer. And that's what brings me, I think, to the fifth and final issue, which is probably my biggest beef of all with this whole thing. It's the fact that in this hour-long infomercial that was parading as a piece of legitimate journalism, there was no alternative viewpoint given. There were no emotional stories shared of women who have lost weight and gotten healthy by changing the way that they eat, by reversing their insulin resistance and healing their gut and balancing their hormones. And I know those stories exist in spades because I see them every single day in our program. And there were no interviews with doctors and experts who haven't been bought and paid for by the pharmaceutical companies, right? People like Benjamin Bickman or Dr. Mark Hyman or Gary Taubes or Stephen Gundry or Will Cole. Doctors and experts who actually understand that big pharma is a huge part of the problem and not the solution. Because like I said, I actually agree wholeheartedly with the premise that your weight loss struggles are not your fault. But what I don't agree with is why. Because what I believe and what I know is that as a society, we have been lied to for years by both big food and big pharma and also by the media and the government. And like I said, I recorded a whole big podcast episode about this a few weeks ago. And my team and I also put together a PDF with citations of all the documented research to back it up. I wanted to make sure that everything that I was sharing was absolutely solid. But that's why I don't agree with the rest of the narrative, right? Because I've done the research and that's why I know it's bullshit. Because the obesity epidemic in this country is not the result of some mysterious obesity disease, right? That's not the problem. It is the direct result of a 50 plus year push by big food to fill our diets with highly addictive, ultra-processed, chemically laden food that is literally toxic. The high fructose corn syrup, the refined sugars and carbohydrates, the preservatives and the fillers, the inflammatory seed oils, it has all led to rampant insulin resistance and hormonal imbalance, which in turn has caused this obesity epidemic. But guess how many times insulin resistance was mentioned in a special about weight loss? Zero. A condition that is known to affect nearly 90% of the population, right? A condition that is actually treated by the drugs that they were working so hard to convince us to take was not even mentioned one time. But Oprah didn't want to talk about insulin resistance or about hormonal imbalance or about the importance of gut health and the fact that 90% of the population is also experiencing some form of leaky gut syndrome. Because if she did talk about that, she'd probably have to talk about the very thing that Big Pharma doesn't want us to know. And that is that there is actually a way to heal your body and balance your hormones without drugs and without dieting and without making you miserable. And to me, that is the real weight loss revolution. That you can actually heal your body, not just treat the symptoms, right, with drugs to mask the symptoms, but actually heal yourself. Reverse your insulin resistance and balance your hormones and heal your gut just by changing the way that you eat. And you don't have to restrict your calories. You don't have to deprive yourself. You don't have to starve. You just need to eat the right things. You've got to cut out all the processed crap and start eating a diet filled with whole foods and nutrient-dense protein and healthy fats. That's it. That's the solution. That's the revolution. Because the way that most of us have been eating our whole lives is what's killing us. And honestly, you can tell I'm fired up because it makes me sick that Oprah, of all people, right? Oprah, the woman who has held herself up as a champion for women, as a person of integrity and someone who we should trust and admire and believe, is shilling this crap. And it makes me even sicker that so many women who are desperate for a solution will fall for it. Because like I said in the beginning, I understand that struggle. I understand the desperation. Honestly, if Ozempic had been around a few years ago, I would have been first in line. I wouldn't have cared how much it cost. I just wanted something that worked. So I get that. And I honestly, truly have no judgment for any woman who is struggling with this part of your life and who is looking to see if Ozempic might be the answer. But I also know now that there is a much better way, a real solution that will heal your body, not force you to take drugs for the rest of your life, a solution that will allow you to live your best and most vibrant life, not some half-life that's dulled by the pharmaceuticals that makes you not even really care about anything, not some solution that's going to fix one problem but cause a dozen more. Because to me, pharmaceuticals should always be a last resort, not a first resort, not when there is something that is so clearly the solution. And I'll say this too, because I think it's important to say this. If you are already taking some sort of weight loss drug, it is not too late for you, right? Don't. This is not a judgment call episode where I'm like, oh, too bad for you. Now you're on the other side. We actually have women in our program who have successfully come off of those drugs because now they've learned how to actually change the way that they eat and they've done the work to actually heal their body while they were taking the drugs, right? If you want to have hope of ever getting off of them and not being on them for the rest of your life, then you have to learn how to change the way that you eat and you have to start healing your body. And you can. And I've seen it happen. So there is something for you, right? And by the way, I think I got to mention this at the beginning of the episode, But if you want more information about how to do this, right, how to start changing the way that you eat and help with actually creating a plan that's going to allow you to heal your body and lose weight and get healthy for life, then please go check out my free training. It's called Healthy, Happy, and Free. It's really good. It's really in-depth. You can find it at thinlicious.com/happy. Did you catch that? Once again, it's thinlicious.com/happy. Whew. Okay, you guys. I know that was a lot today. I was fired up. I had a lot to say, but I hope I had to get it out. I could not sit there and watch that without responding to it because, man, what a load of crap. And I hope this was helpful. And if you know anybody else who would benefit from hearing this episode and just hearing an alternative viewpoint to the crap that they're shilling on TV and passing it off as journalism, please pass this along. Share it with everybody you know. I have said this and I will say it again. I am on a mission to change the world by helping women transform their health, not with drugs, not with dieting, but actually by healing your body. Because to me, this really isn't about weight loss, right? It's about freedom. The freedom to look and feel your best. The freedom to not be controlled by food addictions or by big food or big pharma ever again. The freedom to pursue all of your big goals and all of your big dreams because your weight and your health are no longer the thing that's holding you back. But I cannot achieve this mission on my own. It will take an army, right? It's going to take an army of women like you and me who dare to speak up and question this narrative, who aren't afraid to call out the bullshit and who are willing to spread the word. So please share this and keep talking about it. Don't let Big Pharma win. They might have Oprah, but we got truth on our side. All right, guys, that's all for now. I will see you for our next episode very soon.